Hello.
Oh, hey, Robert. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hey, Tina, good. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. Thank you for asking. I was just following up regarding your account. It looks like we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if there was something going on with the card that we have on file.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to keep it. And here's the thing, the summertime is not. And I explained this I don't know who it was, a couple months back when they put the account on hold, is that I don't know if I want to keep it during the summertime because I don't get a lot of drive in my business. Only in the wintertime. Now I've got some barbecue grills that I'm doing here and there, but that's not enough to for me to convince me to continue the $250 a month for that. And I need to cancel the account because they won't allow me to go further without doing it. And I don't want to be doing that. I don't want to be paying for it if it's not gonna the return on investment. It's not gonna uphold justifying the $250 a month. So.
Right. Okay. So let me give you an option because if you recall in the terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal on the 25th. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior. So there's a $249 past due balance on the account, and we can't even cancel an account with a past due balance. But
Okay.
the good news is that you're catching it in time because let's say that you just wanted to, put it on another pause. You could settle that and we could do another seasonal hold for you because if not, on July 25th, it reoccurs to $498. And I absolutely don't want that to happen to you, especially since you don't
So
do much other
you're
than
saying I signed I think I'm paying a month and I have to keep it for the whole time? I can't cancel it at all? Is
Well,
that what you're saying?
if you called us within 3 business days of June 25th, absolutely we could have canceled it. We could have paused it for longer if you're not doing things in the summer. Anything you want, we could facilitate as long as it's before your billing. But when they
So
put you on
when
that
I
hold,
right,
they
but when I
explain
ask
to you.
for when I I'm sorry. I know that you're talking, I'm sorry about that. When I asked for a hold or asked for cancellation in the summertime, they didn't allow me that. They put me on a hold, which was weird because I didn't want that to begin with. They said that was the only option I had. So is that not true or is that true? Because I didn't want it in the summertime at all. And I didn't want it and they said, okay, the only option we have is to put you on a hold. And I didn't want that. I wanted to cancel it. But they said that wasn't an option. The only option is that's what I was sold, and that's I had no other option to do that.
Well, I think what the problem is the email that you sent us back on March 19th, it says, I need to pause my monthly services for the next few months as the season is very slow. Please pause services ASAP. And
You're
then
right.
Catherine called you back and she put, spoke with Robert, client wishes to pause account for now since business is slow. Discussed how our pause works and made sure the client understands that the account will automatically renew on June 25th and advised him to call us 3 business days beforehand. So I
So,
think that you thought back then that, oh, probably I called and I canceled it, but it was just that you were requesting to pause it for a few months.
well,
So
that's
I
what
want to
they're advising. Just they had to send an email to request that because that was the only option given. So yes, I did send that email on that because that was how they
But
asked me to go about it because that was the only option given. There was never an option to cancel it, and then you can call back and get it renewed and when it's busy season because. It doesn't do me any good, but that's neither here nor there. It happened and happened. I don't know what to do now. Now I don't want to get charged again, but I'm not going to be able to pay this for some time, because season is slow as it
yes.
is. So,
Well,
what
I have a
can you,
suggestion, if I may. I hear me out for a second. Your program
yeah.
includes an extra $100 worth of Facebook ads. I don't think you need those because you don't do much in the summer anyway, right? So if we
Right.
take those off, it would lower the subscription and the past due amount to just $149. And
Well, that's
then
doable.
Yeah, you don't, you don't even have to pay it today if things are tight, but I can make that adjustment for you. And then once that's paid, if you want to go on another hold, you can, or if you wanted to continue at that rate just to see what kind of jobs you get during the summer. I mean, any of that we can help you with, or even give you some extra time on the back end. But with a past due balance, we don't have that flexibility. Right.
Right. So, and that's understandable.
Yep. Yep. So I just made that adjustment for you. I adjusted the package to just the $149. And then when do you think that might be doable for you? Because like I said, it doesn't have to be today.
Within the next 2 weeks, I know I can pay that, get that paid off, that balance, next 2 weeks.
Okay.
Then I can get that taken care of. And then I probably want to put another hold on it because in the wintertime, I like it. I don't mind it. But it's just the summertime is very, very slow. It's like pulling teeth to get service. So I don't want to, the return on investment is not there yet. Now, if I was busy, that's a different story. But the return on investment is not there yet. And the wintertime, it is there. That's why I don't mind it.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't do it in the summertime.
Okay. So what I would suggest then is that since you have to pay that $149 anyway, and we'll do that in 2 weeks whenever you can. It's not a problem. But what I would suggest is let's say that 2 weeks from now is, you know, July 18th or something, and you're able to pay it that day. What I can do is push the billing out 30 days on the back end, which means you would be paid till August 15th. And if you wanted to, you know, you could call in and pay that and then cancel right away, or not cancel, but put it on another pause right away. But since that $149 would give you another full month of service, if it were me, I would keep it open, get your business back on the first page and your phone ringing with some new business. That way, maybe you can recoup some of that during the summer. Right?
Okay.
And then as it gets closer to August 18th, if that's the date, you know, it might be different depending on when you can pay. But let's say as it gets closer to August 18th, you might say, hey, I made some solid money on this, so I'm going to keep it. Fine. Or, you know what? It's just what I was thinking. It's just not strong enough in the summer, and I want to pause it again. No problem. You could do either or as long as you call this before the next billing.
But okay. Sounds great.
Either way, I'm going to put the note in here that once it's paid, I'll push the next billing out 30 days on the back end. That way, if you wanted to take advantage of another month, you could.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, sounds great. And I can call. Can I do it online or do I have to call?
Either or. I'm going to send you a notification, another one that talks about the payment failing, but this one has my extension on it, which is 777. So
anytime
you want to talk to me or anything with the billing, you put in that 777 and it rings to my desk. If not, all you have to do is go on your dashboard and you'll see a little flag that says your account is suspended. Click here to reactivate. And when you click that button, it'll take you to the billing page where you can update the payment.
Sounds good. Sounds good.
Awesome.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. And if I see that we're still having trouble in a couple of weeks, I'll follow up with you then, okay?
Sounds good. Thank you.
No problem. Bye. Have a good day. Bye.
You too. Bye.